And we're joined right now on a Patriots Monday by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good, man.
I think we're all doing good after that win yesterday. Two wins in 3 weeks, overtime loss sandwiched in between. What's been the biggest difference in the team over that stretch over these last few weeks?
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, we're playing better football, playing complementary football, you know, keeping the pressure on the other team in a way, and just, you know, finding ways to win. Obviously, last week, wish we could have found, you know, some kind of way to win that one, but, you know, just to bounce back, especially on the road in a hostile environment, a good football team to kind of come out and play the way we did is big time.
You know, there was a lot made on the broadcast, and then Drake May even talked about it after the game when he was asked. But he addressed the team. He said the offense wasn't performing great at practice, and then he sort of stepped in and talked to the team. What can you tell us about that moment from last week?
Yeah, I mean, he's just continuing to come along. He's doing a great job in all aspects, man. He's fun to play with, fun to compete with, and it's fun to continue to kind of grow with him and how he sees things, how we see things. Kind of mesh those things together.
How would you describe him as a leader, and do you see him as a leader on this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's got that. He's definitely got a lot of leadership qualities, and he's doing a good job of not, you know, doing too much either, just because he still is young, and but he's doing just enough. He's letting his play, I think, do most of the talking, and then, you know, if he has to say something or needs something, it's usually communicated, but he's doing a great job.
You know, it felt in many ways kind of like the first couple weeks of the season where you guys really were able to establish the run, kind of gotten away from that over the last few weeks, but how did you guys feel as far as moving the ball? I know Ramondre is up to 20 carries, and the team as a squad ran it really well.
Yeah, it was. It's always good to get those backs rolling. You know, Ramondre is a terrific back and has, you know, so much on his skill set, man. Just like vision, power, quicks, everything that you need in a back. And so to get him rolling a little bit it was positive and exciting to kind of see him kind of be able to break some open, continue to wear on them a little bit, and also just keep our defense off the field a little bit on some of those drives, even though maybe some of the drives we didn't, you know, finish like we wanted to, but still to kind of, you know, control the football, take a little air out of it, keep our defense off the field, always big.
Have you ever at a press conference asked the media to clap for your defense? Because as much as I love Drake May's day, that might be the one thing I would say he might want to do over.
I didn't see that. So he led
his press conference with put down your phones, put down your notepads, and let's clap for the defense.
Give it up for the defense.
And like one guy was like, yeah, all right. Maybe not the place.
Yeah. Oh, that's the place. What are we talking about? That's great. 100%. Look at our defense. When they play like that, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
How about for the tight end room? Yeah. No shout outs for the tight end.
That's too bad.
Yeah, shoot. Hoop showing up big time yesterday, man. Super cool. Just kind of see a bunch of different guys kind of get going in the passing games. What we need, man. We need to have, you know, all different guys kind of involved. And it was really cool to see Hoop get going and make some big plays for us. It's fair.
What sort of growth have you seen this year out of Jerod Mayo as a head coach?
Oh, a ton. I mean, he's a great head coach, man, and he's continuing to grow. I mean, each game he puts behind him, I think he's learning in so many different ways, just on how to motivate, how to, you know, do in-game situations, everything. And I love playing for him and looking forward to continuing to build it.
Now, you've also played for four different offensive coordinators in the 4 years that you've been here. What kind of comfort level do you see now in Alex Van Pelt as we're halfway through the season?
Yeah, I love AVP, man. He brings a lot to our room. I love his scheme. I love the offense. You know, he's got a great scheme, and it's always exciting every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday coming in and kind of seeing the game plan and how we're going to execute it to come out with a, you know, to be successful on the field and, you know, come out with a win. So I've really enjoyed being in this scheme.
Two-part question here on Kendrick Bourne. He was a healthy scratch yesterday. I mean, number one, you're in that same offense. You know, you're working in conjunction with that skill group. Does that impact you in any way, just the changes week to week in who's up and who's down personnel-wise?
No, I just try to lock in on what we got. We got a lot of good football players, and we're continuing to build, continuing to get better. And so, no.
He was a healthy scratch yesterday. He's got positive energy, though. You see it on the field. We know it from talking to him as well. You know it as a teammate. What does it say to be a healthy scratch but still involved as he was yesterday?
I think KB is an ultimate teammate. He's an ultimate competitor, and he's what you want any guy in the locker room, man. He really is. He brings so much energy. He's a joy to play with, a joy to be a teammate with, and just, man, he's a brother for life for sure. Spent a lot of time, obviously, these last few years with him, and it's a joy to be around a guy like that and a guy that we need in this locker room.
And then last thing for me, Hunter, how good was it to see Jalen Polk get in the end zone? It has not been a great season for him, but he gets in the end zone. And is that something that can sort of build momentum for him going forward?
100%, yeah. It was big for him. It was a big play, great design, great scheme. And he was able to execute his job at a high level. So always good to see our guys get in the end zone like that, and especially Polk.
I don't know how often this pops up during the year, but your next opponent, the Rams, are on Monday Night Football tonight. Is that a game you're going to make a point to sit down and watch?
Yeah, I'll watch a little bit for sure.
Is that what can you learn or glean from a TV copy versus when you guys get into the tape? Is there anything, or is it more like getting familiar with scheme, personnel, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's probably more personnel and scheme for me. Sometimes TV, it's hard to see the true film that you got to study and watch. You know, the TV's like kind of zoomed in a little bit more, so it's a little hard sometimes to see the back end on things and, you know, rotation on different things. So usually you wait for film on that kind of stuff. But, yeah, just mainly personnel, scheme, different things like that.
Okay, he's Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Victory Monday on WEEI. Hunter, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Hunter Henry joining us here, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. He liked the clapping up.
He liked that. Yeah. Well, I think, like you, he likes the message. I just don't think it's really the place for it, is all I would say.
Six Patriots beat writers on the road. And the
handful that travel to Chicago.
The bowels of some Chicago weight room or wherever they do this.
We got to try to make our flight. Can we just get through this? We're not going to give a round of applause for the defense right now.
Look.